Ay. And take mommy's cock. I don't care that you're my son's best friend. I want you anyway. How long have you been there? How much did you hear? All of it. Okay, let me just, pull my panties back up. You should probably sit down. Yeah, I think we need to talk. I'm so sorry. You were never meant to hear me saying any of that. Yeah, I was thinking about you while I was touching myself. What are you doing here anyway? My son is at class. I figured you would be too. Oh. You wanted to talk to me, okay? What's up? Yeah, I figure it's the least I could do, considering what you just walked in on. Girl trouble. What happened? I thought you were dating that girl from your, what class was it? Right. Yeah, I thought you two were together. Oh. I'm sorry. I mean, I feel like a heel. You came over here to, I don't know, get some motherly advice, I guess, and you walked into something completely different. I don't have any excuses for what you heard me say. I know you've been friends with my son ever since you both started college. And I am a bit older than you. Not by much, but enough. I have thought you were handsome from the moment I met you, yeah. And I'm still a hot-blooded woman. I have needs, and since the divorce, to be completely honest with you, those needs have not been getting met. So I'm a little prone to moments of fantasy. And that's what that was. I was a little horny, and obviously I had the house to myself, and I wasn't expecting any company. Oh, God, no, don't apologize. Please. In a way, I'm kind of glad you caught me. Yeah, you said yourself you're single now, and I'm single now, and maybe it's good to get these things out in the open, you know? I'm not blind or oblivious. I have seen you checking me out, yes. I don't think it's anything to be embarrassed about. I mean, a lot of guys fantasize about their friends' mothers. I know I look good. I take care of myself, and I still have a healthy appetite, if you know what I mean. Maybe I could help you get your mind off your ex. And you could help me scratch an itch. I mean, we have the place to ourselves. I know for a fact my son's not going to be home until this evening, so. Right, I did say take mommy's cock. I don't know how much experience you have, but some women, myself included, are really into pegging. Have you ever been pegged before? Or penetrated? I know it can be a little bit daunting, but, you know, if you're with somebody who has a little more experience than you do, somebody who knows what they're doing, it can really be very enjoyable. If I'm not mistaken, your cock is pretty hard right now, isn't it? It's so cute how you're acting like you're embarrassed when I'm the one who was caught in a compromising position. Why don't you follow me to my room? Yeah, I've got a very interesting bottom drawer. I'd love to show you what's inside. I insist. Follow me. So, why don't you get comfy on the bed? And I'll show you what I'm talking about. Where is it? Ah, there we go. So, this is the strap. This is what I would wear. And these are what I would attach. Okay, well, you're not running screaming from the room, so I'll take that as a good sign. We could obviously use this one here. It's, you know, we don't have to start off with a gigantic one. I'm assuming you're into the idea. Okay, good. I have to admit, it has been a while since I've shown anybody my toys, let alone proposition them. We could start off slow. Well, I could make myself comfortable right here, next to you on the bed. Put my hand on your thigh. Lean over. And kiss your neck. Up your jaw. To your mouth. Yes. That is my hand fondling your cock through your jeans. Does it feel good? My hands on your body like this? You know, you can touch me too. Yeah, you have my permission. Do you want to fondle these tits you've been staring at? Oh, honey, no, I'm not a mind reader. I just recognize certain signs. Your hands feel so good. You can slide them inside my shirt. Yeah. You're practically an expert the way you're teasing my nipples. Can you feel them getting hard? I certainly can. Here, why don't you kiss my neck? And down my chest. I think we're wearing entirely too many clothes. Mm-hmm. Why don't you help me out of my shirt? And I'll help you out of these pants. And your shirt. Oh, God. This reminds me of last summer when you came over for the pool party. I was definitely checking you out. You were not imagining it. I wondered what it would be like to run my fingertips up and down your chest and over your stomach, all the way down here. Do you like that? And your best friend's mom wrapping her fingers around your cock, slowly beginning to stroke. God, you're so hard and hot and smooth. And those sounds you're making. I think you could be a really good boy for me. Yeah, I do. I can think of a million ways to make you cry out, make your knees buckle, make you thrust uncontrollably into my hand. Are you excited at the idea of being penetrated? It's okay to be nervous too. I promise I'm gonna take such good care of you. Let's start with this one. I'm going to attach it to the straps. There we go. And what I want you to do is get on all fours, right at the edge of the bed, like that. Press your face into the mattress. And I'm going to run my hands up and down your back. Tickles a little bit, doesn't it? And don't be nervous. I'm going to put a lot of lube on this thing. Don't worry. But for now, I just want to thrust it between your cheeks. Get you used to the feeling. I'm not going to put it in yet. I want to get you really needy for me first. So I'm going to hump your ass slowly and gently. And I'm going to rub your cock with my other hand. How does that feel? Yeah? Are you a horny boy? Your ass needs fucked, doesn't it? I could feel your cock throb when I said that. I think you need this, don't you? Have you been fantasizing about me while you're home alone with your cock in your fist, thinking about me? No, don't apologize. I'm flattered. Okay. I'm gonna add some lube. I want this to be a good experience. Oh, there we go. Are you ready to take mommy's cock in your sweet, fuckable ass? Okay, I'm gonna push it in. Okay, good boy. You're being such a good boy for me. Okay, I'm fully inside you. Just relax. I've got you. I'm gonna stroke your cock while you get used to the feeling of fullness. You can take it. Ah, come on. Are you ready? Yeah? You want me to fuck your ass? Let's start off nice and slow. In and out. I'm gonna stroke your cock the entire time. That's my good boy. There's nothing like making my fantasy a reality. How does it feel to be pegged by your best friend's mom? Do you like it? You sound like you like it. I think you were made to be my good boy. Oh, it feels good for me too, sweetheart. And there's a sweet little toy on the inside of my strap. I want to fuck your ass until you leak all over yourself. But I don't want you to come. No, I have something else in mind for that. Moan for me. Oh, God. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh my God. Oh, yes. Oh, having you squirm and writhe underneath me is so fucking sexy. I know it's a lot. Don't worry. We can get you used to it. Yeah. You just tell me if it's too much. No, sweetheart, you won't disappoint me. You're doing so good. Oh, I'm gonna come. I need your cock inside my pussy. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna pull out. Very, very slowly and carefully. You just stay still for me, okay? Roll over. Mm-hmm. You just lay there. I'm gonna climb on top of you. And I'm gonna ride your cock until you explode inside me. Mm-hmm. Feel how fucking wet I am. And that's all from fucking your ass, baby. Mm-hmm. You're such a good boy for mommy. Now give mommy your cock. Oh, God. I'm so fucking slick. Oh, I'm making such a mess all over my good boy's cock. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh. You know, you interrupted my fantasy before I got to my favorite part. The part where you breed me. Yeah, I want you to fill my womb with your sticky seed. Yeah, fuck a baby into mommy. That's my good boy. Yes, squeeze mommy's tits while I ride you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, baby, this is even better than my fantasies. Yes. Oh, your cock is so hard and filling me up. Oh, you're the perfect fit, baby. Oh, such a good horny boy. Yeah. Fuck mommy's pussy. I want to come all over your cock this time. I want you to feel how good you're making me feel. How much pleasure you're bringing. Oh, that's a good boy. Are you getting close for mommy? Yes, yes, sweetheart. You have my permission. I want you to come inside me, deep inside me. Fuck. Let go for me. That's right. Every last drop. Oh, baby. Yeah, you're the best. The best boy. I'm not squishing you, am I? I can't help it. My legs are shaking. I want to keep as much of your seed inside me as I can. Oh yeah, this is way better than the fantasy. Highly recommend reality. You are perfect. Absolutely perfect. And we still have plenty of time to stay like this and recover. How do you feel? It was kind of a big day for you. I mean, you got pegged for the first time by your best friend's mom, so that's a lot of firsts. Are you good? Okay, good. I want you to be able to tell me if you're not. It can be kind of an intense experience. Yeah? It felt good? Well, you certainly came a lot. Which reminds me, as much as it pains me to get off your cock, I want to lick you clean. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Such a messy boy. Oh, those are the best kind, sweetheart. All clean. So, I bet you didn't think about your ex even once while we were doing that. That means my mission was accomplished. No, you're right. Your mission isn't accomplished. Because I have a lot of fantasies about you. This is definitely not just a one-time thing. I have so many things to show you. But do me a favor. Keep this between us. I'm not exactly ready to explain it to my son yet. I can't really see him taking it too well that I'm fucking his best friend. He'll come around. For now, this is just you and me.